This is Dave Fleming at the Ingenuity Lab. Hello again, UNS tribe. It's Monday. Happy Monday. You know what that means. Another episode, the leader edition of Thriving Together. As always, I'm excited to be with you, to share with you today an insight you are going to love. You're going to love this. This is good. It comes from a book by the name of Dialogue, which I would highly recommend to you, by William Isaacs. It's been out for a number of years. I ran into it maybe a decade or two ago, William Isaacs' Dialogue, The Art of Thinking Together. And in it, he quotes one of his MIT colleagues, Edgar Schein, who, even if you don't know who Edgar Schein is, you have been influenced by his work on organizational culture, one of the pioneers of organizational culture thinking and practice. And he like to say things, and I believe Edgar Schein is still alive, but he loved to say things to leaders that would feel a little bit counterintuitive, a little bit like a curveball. Here's a really good example. Ready? Edgar Schein's advice to leaders. Access your ignorance. Access your ignorance. What does that mean? Access your ignorance. Well, Isaacs in his book says this. Most conversations are conducted by people who know what they think and why they think it. These people cannot get to dialogue. Dialogue is characterized by people who surprise themselves by what they say. They do not have all their thoughts worked out in advance, but are willing to be influenced by the conversation itself. They come with questions to which they do not yet have answers, and they do not demand answers of others. Then he goes on, to access your ignorance is to recognize and embrace things you do not already know. The range of possibilities before you opens dramatically. This can be scary, but fear can be a helpful rather than a hurtful element as we learn to better dialogue. Wow. Access your ignorance. Now that probably is not going to be a bumper sticker at a leadership conference anytime soon. Because that seems counterintuitive to the way many of us were schooled as leaders. We should know what we think. We should be driving towards those solutions that we've already come up with and pointing out the way to other people. Isn't that what a leader does? Well, maybe sometimes. But is it possible that a more core element of a leader is not knowing? I've been in meetings with leaders where they would never dream of saying they don't know. They would never dream of exposing their ignorance. I've also seen that the teams that those leaders work for are usually less empowered, less ingenious, less effective, covering, hiding, hedging, not speaking up, because they don't want to challenge a leader who doesn't want to explore new ideas. I've also been with senior leaders, team leaders, who were really good at accessing their ignorance, who just laid it right out there. I don't know. I don't know what we should do. I don't know what the right path is. And by the way, saying I don't know doesn't mean you're not smart. It doesn't mean you don't have good ideas. It doesn't mean you're not insightful as a leader. You know what it means? You are honest about realizing, recognizing, and sharing that you have limits to your good ideas, insights, and wisdom. And there comes a moment for all leaders where we hit areas of ignorance. And at that moment, when we hit an area of ignorance, we have a choice. We can dance around it. We can pontificate on things that bolster our cred in front of people, or we can simply move into the things people do when they're ignorant. Now, sometimes we use that word in a way that it really was not meant to be used. What does it mean to be ignorant? Well, the unfortunate thing is that one definition of the word ignorant is that a person is unsophisticated, right? So sometimes when people use that word, they're putting someone down. And that's too bad, because then the other more primary definition of the word gets lost, and then we don't want to use it. That's why for Shine to say it is sort of a bit of a take back, because why would you want to be ignorant? But the more primal definition of ignorance is simply a lack of knowledge or information. Now let's just use that with the phrase that Shine encouraged leaders to do. Access your lack of knowledge and information. Oh yeah, that's good. Access your ignorance. Be open to the boundaries of your knowledge and what is beyond them. Be open to the boundaries of your current information and what's beyond them, because what's beyond them is where the magic often is. But if I'm not willing to move into areas where I don't have the answers, where I don't know, where I'm not going to look confident, then I really can't facilitate alchemy on my team. I really can't facilitate the ingenious leveraging of knowledge and information and resources. Because again, it will only be as good as what I can personally come up with. This is why the genius lies in the team, not in the individual. This is why leaders, because of their formal power, have to be careful. Because with formal power comes the ability to control, comes the ability to contain, comes the ability to shut people down. And that's why this very special message is important for leaders. Access your ignorance. Be willing to explore into domains where you don't know. Come with a questioning mind, a curious mind, a listening ear. Facilitate the genius of the team, of those around you, and you will not only be a more effective leader, but you will advance a more effective mission. So today, this week, where can you access your ignorance? Where can that be a good thing? Don't be a know-it-all. Man, I'm saying that to myself too. Don't be a know-it-all. Go in with questions and wonderings and curiosity, pulling things out of people, surprising yourself and others by what happens in the conversation. Instead of just having the same conversation over and over, what if the conversation itself became the place where the important new insights and magic occurred? How do you do that? You do that through the art of dialogue. You do that by first accessing beyond what you know, by getting curious, by asking questions, and by respecting the knowledge and the information of other people at the table. And then together, if everybody is accessing their ignorance, which means they're bringing what they know, but they're also willing to go beyond what they know, then you have a high-functioning, high-performing team. Because now, together, they can find what on their own will remain hidden. And that is the magic of the serendipitous moment on a team. When the insight pops, and it's not because of one person's genius, it's because the team was accessing their ignorance and their lack of information, but they were willing to push and pull on ideas, and out pops this amazing new insight that no one person could have created on their own. But together, because they were willing to go beyond what anyone individually knew, they got to something powerful together. Whew! Man, don't you want to be on a team like that? Don't you want to lead a team like that? So today, take it from Edgar Schein. Access your ignorance. This is Dave Fleming at the Ingenuity Lab.